Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back, Nick Dowd. Good to see you back in the lineup last
night. Hey, Dowder.
Several games out.
Old there for the boys.
G&D on the Fan. Thanks for hanging with us on this December evening. We're taking you up to 6:30, navigating the traffic with you on your way home. Show's brought to you by the law firm Condori & Murad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. They do it all. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today at kmlawyers.com. And be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com. So you and I got into a little discussion. I thought we could take it to the airwaves and get the feedback of the people. We can include our producers in this as well. But we'll open up the phones. I want to know, people are going to have to pick a side here. Are they closer to Team Danny or are they more on my team on this one? So we were talking Christmas trees. I was telling you that the Paulson family put the Christmas tree up last night.
Right, the tree.
Well, the living room main Christmas tree, which is gigantic. I believe this tree is 14 feet tall.
Wow.
I'm pretty sure. Might be 12 feet. I know we need a ladder to decorate it. And our ceilings are like 20 feet in the living room. Something like that. And it takes, I mean, it is a gigantic tree. By far the biggest tree I've ever had. So we have this in the living room. Kids were excited, doing hot cocoa, put on Christmas music, Christmas movies, whatever, and we were decorating the tree. But the process is just getting started. We've already got the tree up in the girls' room. We've got the tree up in my son's room. And then last night, he and I were kind of mapping out the tree we're going to do in the basement. He wants to do all sports ornaments. So we're going to do like all the Redskins and Orioles and Nationals and all the ornaments I've collected over the years from my teams, basically. So if you add it all up, Danny, we're going to have a tree in the family room, living room, whatever you call, where you would normally sit and watch TV. What is that for you, family or living?
I call it living room.
I call it a family room.
Yeah, I don't think either's wrong.
Okay.
Because I know exactly what you meant, yeah.
In my house growing up, the family room is what we called the room where everyone sat around as a family, like watching TV, doing stuff. And then the living room was like a more formal room we would not go into that often, but with like nicer furniture where you could occasionally.
Oh, when company came over,
exactly.
Yeah.
But anyway, so the main room, we've got a tree, and that's the big boy. That's all the ornaments, the family ornaments. Then we already have two trees in the kids' bedrooms. So trees 2 and 3, girls in Truman's room. And then we're going to have tree 4 in the basement, the sports tree.
Can I ask, when you say tree, do you mean like an actual tree or like kind of a toy novelty thing?
No, all of these are at least regular size, like 6 foot tall trees.
Wow.
Okay, the fifth one, if we do it this year, because the wife normally does, is right when you walk into the house in like that little foyer area, dining room, whatever. She does a tree, which I actually think is awesome, that just has all the cards we get for Christmas from people, like shoved into the branches. So there's no ornaments on it as much as it's just a tree with all the Christmas cards that you get. So every time, you know, Toby sends us a picture of, you know, the Altizers for Christmas or Dad sends us, it's like, you know, him playing Madden, and it's like, happy birthday from Darius Dameron or whatever. We put that right on the tree. So we're going to end up with probably five trees.
Wow.
You were very surprised by that.
I can't believe that.
You think anything more than one tree is kind of a ridiculous thing.
Yeah, it's the tree. It's where does Santa come? Where does he put the presents? How will he know in your house? He'll be mystified. He'll be walking around going, oh, no. The tree.
He knows exactly where to go.
There's one tree.
He's figured it out every single year.
You get a tree, and that's the tree you decorate. And that's now, if you want to do like a fun thing where each kid gets their own little novelty toy tree in their room, and you have, your kids are younger than mine, except for one baby. Anyway, but like when you do the normal thing with your normal younger kids who appreciate the holiday, if you want to do a toy or something where they can decorate their own and get a sports-themed one, and that's your own family thing. But if you're talking about an actual tree, having more than one living, I know yours is fake, but bear with me.
They're all fake.
Having one living tree in your house is the answer. Anything over that is insanity, like actual insanity. You want a room to smell a certain way, you can make it smell that way, light a candle. The tree is the tree.
My mom always did trees in almost every room in our main living area. She has, at her house, she does like a red and white room that's like all candy cane, the most beautiful Christmas room you've ever seen in your
life.
That's
awesome.
It is unbelievable. And she does a red and white tree.
Mm-hmm.
Then she's got a tree out in the sunroom where they sit and watch everything. And that is like a bear tree. But then she has...
What's a bear tree?
It's literally all ornaments and like...
Just Mike Singletary.
Exactly. It's like Caleb Williams. Yeah. Then she has like a celestial tree, which is like all moons and it's green and it's in a green room. But she has like four rooms, four trees basically. With different themes on each tree.
Wow.
I think it's more common than you think.
I think that's the most unusual. It's neat. It sounds like a lot of hard work and beautiful.
It's beautiful for your home. Wherever you're at, you're in the Christmas spirit. I think it's the right way to do it. But here's the question, I guess, so we can open up the phones on this and start getting the calls in here so we don't have to wait till the break at 800-636-1067. Your team, one tree is all everyone should have?
Yeah, like you go to the place where you get the trees, and you get a tree.
As far as live trees, I agree.
Right.
But these are fake trees.
Mm.
If the question is, how many Christmas trees is unwieldy? Like, what is the number where you start to get unreasonable? I think as long as you don't have more than one tree in any one room in your house, you're perfectly fine. If you want to do a tree in each kid's room because they love the tree, and they want to do their own ornaments, perfect. You want to have one in the living room and the dining room and the basement's going to be a sports tree. That's my man cave where me and the kid today, we're playing hockey. He's Ryan Leonard. I'm Alex Ovechkin. He beat me in the first game. I whooped his butt in the second game.
You got to let him know. You have to let him know.
Well, it's been like five or six straight games.
He's chirping you.
It's just that he cries and throws a fit every time I beat him. And we're trying to get through that. And I needed to test to see if we're still there, and we're still there.
Right.
But anyway.
To confirm you're still there.
So we're going to do the sports tree. How many rooms do you have? That's how many trees you can have or less.
What about the half baths? You put a tree in there?
No, I wouldn't do a bathroom tree.
Okay.
That wouldn't make a lot of sense. 800-636-1067. Let's touch the people. Sam is in Gainesville. Sam, are you a one tree per house person? Or do you think more is okay?
Absolutely not. This is Team Grant all the way. If I may, for just a moment, my wife is immaculate. Our house is incredible.
Let's go.
Like a Better Homes and Gardens kind of thing. Our main tree in the living room / family room.
By the way, he just said main tree. Did you hear that? That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's
main
a terminology tree. Change. Do you work in Christmas tree sales? Is that why this is happening?
Our main tree, if I may finish, thank you so much, Danny. Love you, buddy.
Mm.
Is that... it's a theme, right? I mean, it's got a certain style to it, a decoration. She goes so far, guys, as that the wrapping paper matches the theme of the tree.
Oh.
Our tree in the basement, what she's done since our kids were younger is every year she'd go to Hallmark and buy a ornament, one for the boy, one for the girl. Every year, those go on the tree in the basement. We go to Disney World. We go to the Christmas store. We buy something from the Disney World. That's an ornament. It goes on that tree. We go to the Bahamas. We get something from Bahamas. That goes on that tree. That's like the fun tree. Where
so what
all
are the other trees?
Are.
I got to let you go, but what
There's
are the other
so
trees?
Many trees.
Two there, and then we have a smaller, thin one in our bedroom, and that's it. So we have three.
But you want to you know what's nice? To have the Christmas tree lights on in your bedroom as you're laying there reading. I totally get it. And by the way, the themes is what's important here, Danny. If you just have a bunch of trees with, like, it doesn't matter. I'm pulling all the ornaments out.
Sure, sure. There's no rhyme or reason.
That wouldn't make sense.
Right.
But we've got the tree with all, like, this is your first Christmas ornament. This is when me and the wife were dating the first time for a Christmas. We made ornaments, and I still was hanging those up last night. And, like, that's the main tree. The sports one's in the basement, where my son was like, who's number 7? I'm like, that's Joe Theismann. He's like, who? I don't know him. I'm like, oh, he's an older player. He played back in the day. He calls into Daddy's show sometimes. And he's like, on to the next thing and didn't
care.
Right,
right. Not even listening.
But like, that's the sports tree.
He won a Super Bowl. Okay.
His tree is like a lot of dinosaur ornaments. Uh-huh. My daughters have a pink tree with like pink ornaments.
I think it's I can themed. Safely say I've been to one house in my life that had more than one tree. And it was a blended family. And they were like, we didn't have enough room. So we did a second one, like almost like in a garage type place.
I'm not telling you that your take's insane about one tree.
Like, I've never heard of this.
Very traditional.
Saying.
What you just said, though, is asinine.
I've never seen it.
There's no way you've only been in... Like, I promise you, if you were to send a mass text, which I'm not saying you should, to your 25 best friends right now that are parents with kids and families and like single-family homes, the majority of them have multiple trees.
There's no way. There's no way the majority do. Because everyone gets a real tree and they get one.
Let's go to Mike in Leesburg on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mike?
Hey, so we just put up our Christmas tree in the living room in the corner, like near the window. But my wife is a huge Bills fan. So every at the end of the preseason, we put up a Buffalo Bills tree in the same room. And that tree will stay up until the end of the season.
Oh, wow.
The football season. So it's a thin, one of those thin trees. It's blue and it has red and white lights on it. Every ornament is Buffalo or Bills related. And the tree topper is Josh Allen hurling the tree.
I love that. How big is the tree?
It's like a 6-foot tree, but we have it up on like a foot and a half tall. Like,
so it's big.
Like box.
But it's a big tree. Yeah. I mean, this is not, because I'm thinking like some people will do a thing or on top of a table or something. Like we did for our kids when they were really little. You could buy a 2-foot tall tree.
Right.
And you hang a couple of little things, and it's not, to me, that doesn't even really count.
Mm-hmm.
That's no different than a decoration. That's like a manger or something. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course. A nativity scene or something.
A nativity scene, exactly mm-hmm. right. Let's go to Mike in Clinton on Grant and Danny. What's up, Mike?
Hey, gentlemen. How we doing?
What's up, buddy?
You got to have more than one tree in the house. My family, personally, we got 5. My little sister has one in her own room. It's pink, got pink ornaments all over it.
Let's go.
I mean, if you got one, you gotta get the nice big trees too. They gotta be big. They gotta be at least 6 feet or more. You know, just decorate the house, man. It's Christmas time, you know?
There, you get one.
Smell what you're cooking.
You get one season. I couldn't believe when my wife told me the other day. This was a Black Friday sales thing.
Uh-huh.
I don't remember what day last weekend, but she said, I got to go out and get the kids' trees. And I was thinking in my head, we definitely have trees for their rooms. We do that every year. And I'm talking about these little suckers. But I guess she wanted a new one. And I was like, okay, cool. And then I went upstairs. My son was like, you got to come see my tree, Dad. It's done. And I walk in his room, and it looks like the tree you'd have in your living room when you were a kid with all the presents
under it. He's got his own.
And I'm like, you have your own giant tree, buddy? He was so excited. Sure enough, the next day, going to my daughter's room. They've got their tree. The one you sleep on that I think you guys should do, if I may, is the Christmas card tree, where you just shove the cards into the tree. It's such a nice way to display and get a Christmas card, take it over there.
We do a nice thing where that sounds really cool. I'm not even doing a bit. But my wife does it inside of this big, like full-size, I don't know what you call it, a cupboard or a cabinet, whatever the thing is that's like tall. We open it every day, and that's where they all are, looking at us. Like, all nice. Neatly arranged and kind of cool, so it's like a nice reminder that they're there. But I like that in the tree idea, too.
Let's go to Luke in D.C. on Grant and Danny. Danny thinks more than one tree is ridiculous. I think you could have as many as there are rooms. Whose side are you on?
So I'm on Danny's side, but I caved to my wife, and it has gotten out of control. I have no idea how many trees I have in my house. I swear, I don't have any idea. There's two. There's one in each of my daughter's room. There's one on every landing, every corner.
Are they all big trees?
No. The two in my daughter's rooms are maybe 4 foot.
Okay.
But the rest are big, yeah. And, you know, and then a bunch of those thin ones. She took out two that the lights didn't come on this year. Two more just magically showed up. So Yeah, I let it get away from me. I let it get away from me, and I regret it. My house looks beautiful. Love my wife, but it is out of control. I don't even know how many Christmas trees. I swear I have no idea.
Luke, you gave her an inch, and she took what?
Several trees.
Oh, a mile and a half.
She took five trees is what she did. Let's go to Charles in Alexandria on Grant and Danny. Where are you thinking here, Charles?
All right. Good afternoon, guys. I'm on Team Danny with this. I'm a dad, and I am not in the business of confusing Santa Claus. I am in the business of putting Christmas cards on a mantle, but we only have one tree because I am with Danny. I'm not in the business of confusing Santa Claus. That's not my gig.
I promise Santa's going to – it is so easy. There's a main tree. That was the terminology a caller used, and he was right.
The main tree.
The main tree is in – the common place of the house, the heat map. Look at your house heat map. Where do you spend the time?
It's a risk I'm not willing to take.
Yeah, I understand.
I get it.
The fear that Santa Claus won't know where to put the presents. Like, what if he gets in the house and he gets a little spastic? And he's
hopped up on sugar with all the cookies.
He's flustered. He's getting pummeled by the Seahawks in the pocket, and he just doesn't quite know what to do, right? And now Santa just... he takes off and runs.
Intentional grounding.
He just runs right out of the house. I get it. That is a risk I suppose we are taking as a multi-tree household. Neil in Woodbridge, what's good?
I'm calling in with a total of four trees.
Attaboy, Neil.
Unbelievable.
Like the one gentleman, we are part of the Bills Mafia, so we have a Buffalo Bills tree with Josh Allen jumping over the top of it as our tree topper. In the sitting room, that's our travel room, so all of the travel ornaments from different adventures we've been on.
Oh, I love that.
By the main room, the main tree, as we're calling it, that's all of our childhood ornaments, and then also all the White House ornaments. I've been buying the White House ornaments each year.
We do that as well.
Has the White House ornaments and our childhood ornaments. And then upstairs is another sports one with all of our sports ornaments. That's in the bedroom.
Apparently, Neil lives in my house.
I was going to say.
We have similar tastes.
You live right by the pole. I wonder if they're all real trees for people to do that.
So that's a good question. I would guarantee they're not.
Probably not,
right?
I don't
know anyone that has a bunch of trees that are all real. That would seem pretty
crazy. So that must be the dividing line. Because I think if you only do a real tree, which we do, then the idea of doing more than that seems completely foreign.
That would be hardcore. But I will tell you that your hard and fast stance of like, I bet you I don't know that many people. I think you sleep a little.
I've just never seen it before. This is the first I've heard of it.
Shane in Fairfax, you're on G&D. What's good?
Commander Danny, Lieutenant Grant, how y'all doing today? Merry Christmas to y'all.
You too, buddy.
What's up? Now, Shane, hey, do you even do a tree? Because you're probably traveling all December.
One on your PJ, one on every country you go to.
12 trees. I got 12 trees in my house.
12?
My home's about 9,500 square feet, and my partner has a tree in every room. And I have a travel room, too, so I thought I was the only one that had a travel room. So our travel room has got, like, that's my big tree. It's got, like, 12, it's, like, 12 feet tall and, like, 5 feet. It's huge.
A lot of sap, though.
They're all real. They're no fake. So every year, I got to tip my garbage guys. They love coming to my house. Because I got all the, it looks like we're hoarding damn trees. That's what we look like.
How do you get them? Do you go with a U-Haul and get 10 trees and drag them back?
So no. You think I'm doing all that? That's what money's for. No. So what I do, I know a guy down here, and he gives me a good deal. I say he knows every year. We've been doing it for like 8 years now, so he knows on this time of the year. Like they just dropped off the tree just now. Put the last tree up just now. So
and they'll all have lights and ornaments decorated, all of them.
Absolutely. The whole. So this year I got smart. This year I said, you know what? We've been traveling so much. I'm just going to pay somebody to come out and decorate, which I didn't know that was a service.
Let's go.
So, you know, I paid a service to come out and decorate all of our trees while we were in Switzerland.
I want to be Shane when I grow up.
Seriously.
9,500 square foot house with 10
Christmas trees. I caught that number too.
That's not a small house.
I tell you what, I get 9,500 square feet of house. I'll put a tree. I'll put two trees per room. I'll put one in every potty.
All of a sudden, you're changing your tune. Let's go to Keith and Tyson's on Grant and Danny. Are you a one tree per house guy, Keith?
So currently, I'm the opposite of Shane because I live in a 1,300 square foot condo. So
Very similar to a 9,500 square foot house.
Yeah, in fact, they both have square feet, so you're doing something.
But growing up, we usually had about four trees with my folks. One real, one miniature, and then you would get one artificial one, and Santa always knew that that was the one to put the stuff under because it would sit a bit higher. And then we also had one of those fiber optic ones where like the needles change color every once in a while. And even in my 1,300 square foot condo, I'm going to see if I can convince the missus that maybe we get one of those like twig looking ones you get at Whole Foods that's like 2.5 feet tall. We put that.
A little bonsai one.
Just get you a number two. That's right. Put it right there in the kitchen so you can look at it while you wash some dishes. I have considered seeing if Santa wouldn't mind changing the location of where he puts the presents. While we're talking about confusing Santa.
Okay.
What I've told my wife is I'd like to tell Santa to do the presents in the basement. We've been doing them in the living room. Santa seems to like to do them in the living room. But again, we have this really high, like 20-foot ceiling with a banister from the hallway, from the kids' room.
You have a Brian banister there, yeah.
And I just, the Brian's right there. So if the kids come out of their rooms and look down, what if Santa's there? And they see Santa.
Oh.
Does it spook him? Does he run away?
Right.
Does he,
now what?
Does he come back right away? Like, so I've been saying, you know what would be easier?
So you want the main tree to be the downstairs tree?
I'd like that because I think it'd be easier for Santa on Christmas Eve. But I'd have to ask the big guy.
Because he's got to haul up and down the stairs and stuff. I mean,
I got to ask the big guy how he'd feel about that.
Right.
Go to Brian in Manassas on Grant and Danny. Brian, are you on the side of the Christmas angel or Scrooge? Which one are you going with?
I guess I'm a Scrooge. I don't know if it's I'm Team Danny here. I don't know if it's an income-based thing or an age thing, but growing up, we had one tree, and that's how it is now. I mean, I don't have the rooms like you guys have, I guess.
I guess the difference is, like Danny's point is he would have no interest in more trees. If you had 10 bedrooms, would you have interest in more trees, or do you think one in the main area where you put the presents is the way to go?
See, I'm going to say I still don't really have any interest in more trees. I'm still the one tree guy. Now, I am married, so that may not be my decision.
Yeah, your interest may not be what happens.
That's cute. That's cute that you have a thought.
Yeah, it's adorable what you're interested
in. How precious.
Yeah, no, I mean, all my neighbors growing up, it was right when you walk in, the big, whatever you call it, living room, family room, it's the big one. It's the tree.
Bev is in Haymarket. Hello, Bev.
Hi. I am on your side, Grant.
Thank you.
I have four trees, three inside, one outside.
Ooh.
But I have a nephew who lives 5 minutes from me, and they have 17.
17 trees? Are they a forest? Trees.
Why do they have 17 trees?
They have a theme for every tree everywhere.
Yes, themes.
Is your nephew? Be honest. Is your nephew a wood elf?
Play some Christmas music, Harris, while she talks.
These are no smaller than 5-6 feet tall.
6-7 feet.
They're all 6 feet tall. Bev, I'm going to play some Christmas music.
And taller.
In honor of your phone call. You've got me in the spirit. 17 trees?
17.
Don't let Danny be Scrooge here, okay?
There's no Scrooge about it. You get one live tree. It's a beautiful thing. You go with the kids and you select the tree. It's the Griswold family Christmas tree. You bring it home. It wasn't the Griswold family Christmas trees. One for every orifice in your house.
Themes. See, that's the difference. Themes. We've got our star tree. We've got our shark tree. We've got our dinosaur tree. We've got our commander's tree. We don't have a wizard's tree.
You already got a theme. It's Christmas.
Capitals tree.
Isn't that a pretty good theme?
Christmas is a good
theme. That's a pretty good theme, Christmas.
We got a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
We got you could have a Jesus tree. You can have whatever trees you want.
That's right. You have a Bill's tree. Apparently everybody does.
Everybody has a Bill's tree.
You're jumping over. Josh Allen's at the tap, jumping over.
Wayne in Southern Maryland. What's up, buddy? How are you?
Hey guys, I heard you say something about not having multiple real trees. Well, we have three real trees.
What?
So did you cut down three the same day, or just go to a parking lot?
Yeah, I went and chopped them down. That's what I do. I'm a chopper. We went to our local tree sale place. They already have them cut down for you. Go and pick them out.
But it's
real trees.
Yeah,
sit in the parking lot. Yep. So my wife would have 5, 6, 7 if I allowed it. But we have three. We've got the one main tree. We have a Ravens-themed tree because I'm a Ravens fan. And this year, my daughter has her own tree in her room. But we've had three out in the open before as well.
And they're all real trees?
All real trees.
Oh, let's go.
All real.
You know, the love that people have for the Christmas season, just it warms my heart, Danny.
Makes you happy.
Yeah. And then there's Danny's house with just one tree. I'm going to have to reach out to Mrs. Rouye and see if I could help coach up some themes for you guys.
Again, Christmas is such a great theme. We
could
should just stick with that.
Could I come over with a tree and could my wife and I decorate a couple trees at your house?
No, let's not do that. You're welcome to come decorate the tree.
In your basement, I want to do a George Washington University Danny Rouye baseball-themed tree.
There's not enough material for that. There's like one photo.
Don't you worry about that. We'll figure that out.
You'll get a guy.
Would that be all right?
No, there's no space for that. Who has that kind of space? You get one tree.
Robert Mays of The Athletic will spin around the league with us at 6. Let's talk areas of the Commanders you feel good about going into 2026 next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Five games to go for the Commanders. Welcome back, Grant and Danny on the Fan. Washington is in Minneapolis to take on the Vikings on Sunday. News today that Jaden Daniels was a full participant in practice, although it does not sound like that means definitively that he's been cleared for contact. Those two things are not the same. But this is progress, and hopefully trending toward him being cleared and getting to play against the Vikings would be great to see a five-game sample of Daniels to end the season. But Danny, other than Daniels, and maybe there's someone out there that wouldn't put him on their list anyway, although I think he probably should be added to any list put together. I want to know what people feel best about going into 2026 for this football team. What are the areas where you're super encouraged and you feel like they've actually made enough progress and the trend is productive enough that you fast forward into next September and you're really confident in what this team's going to look like? Like, I'll give you an example. I love what's happening on the offensive line right now. I think that the line is meshing and coming together in a way that excites me. they handled the Broncos brilliantly in a matchup against one of the best pass rushing groups in the NFL. The Broncos pressure this season at an NFL best 41% rate, and in their game against Washington only got pressure 17% of the time. The Commanders had the most success keeping the Broncos from the quarterback area of the pocket that any team has had since week three of 2023, when the Broncos defense gave up 70 points to the Dolphins over 2 years ago. And that performance, while an indicator statistically, is just an example of many I could provide about how I feel about this O-line with Tunsil, who's the real deal at left tackle. Biadasz under center, at center is under contract next year. Cosmi had the highest PFF grade in the NFL this past week, has come back into his own, starting to look like that Pro Bowl caliber player he was before the ACL injury. And Connerly at right tackle is becoming exactly what they thought he would be as a first-round pick. He's playing his best football right now. I left left guard out because I don't really know what direction they go in. They could re-sign Chris Paul, who's been very solid, and they could, on the cheap probably, just keep the former seventh-round pick around as the starter, or they could go back to Brandon Coleman this offseason, who they once drafted last year in the third round. Either way, it's one position of five. It's the interior. It's guard. And I think you got two viable options there. But as of right now, Danny, the O-line might be the area of the roster I feel best about going into next year outside of Jaden Daniels.
It's mine, too. And that's not a great exercise if we both are like, yep, the O-line, that's the most solid area that's had the most continuity this year, that's had the least disruption. The craziest thing that happened is one guy beat out another guy for a job that we didn't expect. And he started every game, and Chris Paul beating out Brandon Coleman. So I rubber stamp all of that. That's the area there's the most, there's been the best performance, most consistent performance, most, you would say, consistency there in terms of not only the play, but also who's coming back next year. Continuity is the word I'm looking for. So yeah, I think that's the answer. Here's mine, though, that I would add to it, right? I actually think the defensive line is not in a terrible spot. Dorrance Armstrong is under contract for not all that much. Now, if obviously this is health dependent, all these positions are, but I don't know that they move on from Daron Payne. The cap savings isn't outrageous. Maybe he's back. He's actually had a pretty decent year for the most part. You add in Javon Kinlaw. You add in Dorrance Armstrong back. I think they're probably going to attack that area either in free agency or the draft, whether it's defensive end or some more along that defensive front. But if you remember, when they were healthy, that was, seemed like eons ago, ages ago. They were rushing with four, and they were getting home at a pretty good rate. They were bothering opposing quarterbacks. Remember that? Do you guys remember all the pressures? Do you remember that they were as effective as anybody beating offensive lines early on this season? And that's all kind of dried up and gone away as Wise got hurt, as Armstrong got hurt, as Moore's been put on dudes like Jacob Martin and
Don
Miller turning every day.
Those numbers were misleading because of the Giants and Raiders games?
Yes, to a degree. To a degree.
They just got fat on a couple of bad offensive lines in the first 3 weeks. So 6-7 weeks into the season, they were in a place where, you know, they were a top 10 pass rushing group.
And I don't think they were that. I think you're right that it was a bit of a mirage, and we, you know, eventually we'll throw out the Russian judge and we'll kind of come back down to a more equalized place. But I think this defensive line, as assembled with some upgrades that I think they're going to do, I think they recognize they need to do that. I think it's going to be a decent group. I think it'll be the second most solid position group that I feel like is going to be on this roster next year. I feel decent about the direction it's going. Not great. It's not nowhere near the offensive line. I don't feel as good about cornerback, safety, linebackers. I don't feel particularly good about receiver. I've kind of seen how they want to address that position. Running back, to me, is sort of pedestrian. Jaden Daniels, obviously, is the we've already said, let's put that aside, the obvious answer. Tight end, I have no idea what they have beyond Zach Ertz, who they seem to not be able to quit. So to me, the defensive line is kind of the next group where I went, I remember when that group was okay, and I'll take that.
That's interesting to me, because I would say that's one of the groups I feel worst about going into the offseason. Because other than the interior with Payne and Kinlaw, what else do you have, really? Armstrong's coming back from a pretty serious injury.
Yes, he is.
By the way, he was playing great football, but that was the best he's ever played in his career, and hopefully he finds that again. But that's kind of been an outlier in terms of pressure rate, sack percentage. That's not what he's always been, and now he's coming back from a legit injury. I really like this Jacob Martin guy that they've got on the outside now on a one-year deal, but there's a lot of guys like that around the league. Don't know if he comes back or not. Could be due for a decent payday based on having some career numbers as a pass rusher. Von Miller is going to leave, and that's fine. Preston Smith won't be here. Eddie Goldman is twice missed seasons in retirement already, and he's going to be a year older. there's a good chance he's not back. Johnny Newton, at the beginning of the year, I was very, very confident that this was going to still be an impact player. I don't feel that way at all right now. He's getting outsnapped by guys that they didn't draft or spend any money on right now. So if you're saying on the D-line, who do you feel great about moving forward? It's Kinlaw, Payne, and not much else for me. So you're saying, well, what if they spend money? Yeah, well, I mean, I could play that game, I guess, at any position. Do I think they'll draft someone in the top 10 at the edge? Maybe. Probably.
That's kind of what I'm looking at. But
I could say that about receiver then.
Sure.
They'll bring in Brandon Ayuk, and they'll do this and that, and next thing you know, it's Terry and that guy and Lane and LaLook, and, you know, based on the guys that are currently here that'll be back, you could take everybody but the two D tackles, and I would be okay with it, just based on the season they're having.
Hear what you're saying. I think Dorrance Armstrong may be a little bit more bullish on his renaissance than you are, and you're right at coming back from injury. This all assumes health. If we get five games and then he goes on the IR again.
He's fine. Like, he's an okay player. I just don't think, when you watch the rest of the NFL and you see what the really good guys do.
Well, sure. He's not a game-wrecking world beater.
Right.
But I guess my point is, we're grading on a curve here with this roster that I think is bad and needs an overhaul. That group to me is okay. And I feel better about that group than I do about corner, linebacker, safety, wideout, tight end. And I've just named every position group. So to me, like, the defensive line isn't good. I'm not telling you they're top 10 in the league, but the trend line to me is they're fine, and I think they're going to address that this offseason.
Question is, outside of Daniels, and if you want to talk Daniels, you can, what do you feel best about going into 2026 on this roster? 800-636-1067. And by the way, I'm going to react to what you just said in a minute, but if that is true for people, and D-line is second just by default because you hate all the other position groups, that is a real problem.
I think so.
For how bad this roster is right now. G&D on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Take Daniels out of the equation. What do you feel best about on this Commanders roster after the offseason reset going into 2026? Now, theoretically, draft class, free agency, every position group improves because you'll bring in players. But where do you feel best? Like, D-tackle could be an answer. You went D-line.
Yeah.
The edge position to me is a mess. But I could see that where you say, okay, Johnny Newton's only going to get better. Cool. Javon Kinlaw has made a ton of flash plays. I don't think he always plays because he's so big. I mean, he's just so tall. So he's a guy that you can kind of get underneath of and move around a little bit. And run fits are not ever going to be a strength. And you could see it in his career. Like, the teams he's on, as many big splash loud plays as he makes
line of scrimmage
in backfield, like, there's going to be a lot of rushing yards against those teams sometimes. That said, him and Payne, they show up. They're noticeable. They make a lot of plays that change drives and games, and that's why they get paid a lot of money. Kinlaw's a $15 million guy. Payne's an over $20 million guy going forward at the D-tackle position. Is there anything else that you feel really good about? Go to Elijah in D.C. on the fan. Elijah, what's next? What do you got?
What's going on, fellas? Man, you guys kind of hit the nail on the head with the line play. I would say I would have to say the return game. At least starting off, because I thought we had seen more consistency than we had seen, and they were getting like half. They were getting a considerable chunk just consistently on kickoffs, and that was something that I could count on. I'm like, well, we can get some good field position. That's very hard to do, but I think we can still hang our hat on that position on the return game in ways that we haven't in the past. And I think they just have a good chassis right now. I'm looking, I was even telling main man on hold, I think of these like pillars. You know, you think of those Greek god, those heads and those that they go on, they can't be on the floor. They have to be sitting on pillars. So I'm looking at, Kinlaw and Payne. Those are kind of like pillar guys that you can put some pop and some things around. And I'm looking at this roster. It's kind of littered like that. If you kind of step back and look at this roster, it's like they can draft well and they can bring they can get back to that situation. Like, a mechanic will open up the hood and say, well, I like the chassis. Like, I like, there's some right. things that you like. But it's like, well, we're going to need a camshaft. I don't care how much power you think. I need my tires rotating.
Right. Well, here's what this exercise does for me. Hearing you say what you did, Danny, further accentuates this. But just to run through it, if you're looking at whole position groups, linebacker is in a bad spot.
Yep.
I like what Jordan McGee has shown. He's part of the bones moving forward. And maybe Ale Kaho and Kane Medrano are younger guys, UCLA products that can move around. Maybe they're a part of this thing. But whether Luvu's back on a new contract or playing out the final year of his deal or whatever, he has had a year where he's taken a step back. Bobby Wagner has taken a step back. So the way that they've done it this year is not going to suffice next year. They need at least one, if not two, new starting linebackers. And if they go to a more traditional set in some way, maybe McGee can be one of three or whatever. I think he's probably a speed, run, and hit guy, who if he's your Mike, then you need a really reliable other strong option at the second level. But that's an X, not a check. Then you go to the secondary. Corner. You can't feel great about corner.
No.
Amos will be coming back from an injury, but it's not one that I don't think you have to worry about lingering. Lattimore is now whatever you get is a bonus kind of guy if he's on the roster. Mikey Sanders still was a sharpie, put him in whatever the boldest think you can find, he's the real deal kind of player. Is he still? Is he outside? Is he inside? I think I'm going to give him like half credit, but I got 1.5 guys with him and Amos basically at that position.
And for Lattimore, super quick, zero dead money if they were to cut him this upcoming offseason.
Right,
quite chance. Literally, I'm not even exaggerating. Zero. Please, please do that.
But when a guy's hurt, there's weird rules about being able to cut them. Like, he would have to pass a physical first.
Oh, yeah.
I bet. It actually might backfire on them that he might have to be on the roster depending on when he could pass the
I just threw my mouth a little bit. But yeah, this year they had a $2 million out. Oh, it would have been $2 million in dead cap. Next year it's zero, but you're right with the injury complication. But yeah, I don't feel great about the corner spot. I don't feel great about safety.
Safety, I don't either, although if you re-sign Will Harris, I don't feel bad about it. Quan Martin has had a pretty regressive year. He is right. He is to safety what Sanders still's been at corner.
Agreed. There've been a couple of nice moments, but how many times? How many wrong angles? How did you miss that, guys? How many did you not get this dude to the ground type plays can you stand?
And if Harris is a free agent, he is, but if we're not counting that as on the roster, then they probably need two new starters at safety, so you can't say that. Do we want to go to the offense? Running back might be a spot where I feel pretty good, honestly. With Chris Rodriguez, arrow trending up, mm-hmm. with a seventh-round pick and Bill, who makes no money, who I think has shown enough that you feel like as he gets better in the league, he could be a player. You basically need to bring in either keep German McNichols or bring in a McNichols type, an Eckler type, to round out the room. Now, I want to get faster. I'd like to get a home run hitter, but that's a different thing. That's like a want versus need right. conversation. Let's go to Gibb in Connecticut on Grant and Danny. What on this roster do you feel really good about going into next year?
Well, obviously, besides Jaden, I think it's the O-line for sure. But then after that, everything is so bleh. There's like nothing exciting, really, in my opinion, besides Terry. But just for like who we have here next year, I honestly was thinking cornerback, maybe, because Amos showed flashes and what Mikey did in his rookie season. But the main thing is, with the guy who called before, receiving, like our return game being one of the strengths, like, there are some problems on this roster. If we're talking about return game being like one of the best things we have after Jaden, like
this is kind of my point. It's a great phone call. Thank you,
buddy.
But I didn't do this topic for this reason. But when you start talking about it, it becomes glaringly evident.
It was my second choice, to be honest with you. I wasn't just going to say returns. I was going to say their coverage and return units. Special teams have been good. Forget about kicking. I understand kicking. But that's just the kicker putting foot to the ball. Every other part of it, though, has been good. Their coverage units have been good, and their return units have been good.
But the roster's in really, really bad shape in terms of position groups you feel really good about. I promise you, in the playoff markets, this division or other divisions doesn't matter. You could hit 3, 4, 5 of them without having to think about it.
Yep.
And we're at one, and we're debating over your number two was the defensive line, and I'm like, oh, I think that's one of the worst. Like, that's a bad place to be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean,
yes,
this is not in a good place. I do think because of Daniels and because of the schedule softening up ideally next year, there will be a chance to have a quick turnaround. And also, we're talking about this after a brutal season where a lot of these guys took a step back, health-related either in their own case or the people around them were worse, and that made you look worse. So maybe, you know, if we were to do this with guys like Mikey Sanders still or other players in the past or a year from now, we'll feel a lot different. That certainly needs to be the case if they're going to have a big renaissance. Robert Mays of The Athletic is going to join the show next. We'll talk to him about Week 14 kicks off with a huge loser leaves town game in the NFC tonight, Cowboys-Lions. We're Grant and Danny.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.